This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's day one of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. We'll talk to a confident mayor about how prepared his city is for divided delegates and protesters all over his city. Delegates are right in the middle of conflict. Do they vote principle with the likelihood that their candidate will be soundly defeated or join the party? Donald Trump may have won over 13 million votes in the Republican primaries, but for many delegates inside the Quicken Loans arena, Trump's success over the last year is seen as a hostile takeover of the entire GOP. Takeaway's Todd Zwillick is in Cleveland all this week. He got these thoughts from first-time Republican delegate Sandra Ziegler from Texas.
There are a lot of conservatives in this party who believe that Donald Trump is a failed candidate. You know, I understand that we're all here to have, you know, a coronation, but we believe he is a failed candidate. He's not our nominee yet. We have been working to do everything we could to pick a different nominee for our party because we think that we're headed for disaster. You know, when you have a candidate on the other side that 52% of the people thinks should have been indicted on criminal charges, and yet people prefer her to Donald Trump, we've got a problem. It's time to pick somebody else. And so this is not an effort to help Hillary. To the contrary, this is an effort to get a candidate that could actually be successful against her in the fall. And I think we could unify around several different candidates in our party. It's just not going to be Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done almost nothing to try to unify this party. In fact, every chance he's gotten, he's really sort of snubbed his nose at conservatives. He spent more time wooing Bernie Sanders supporters than he has conservatives.
You sound like you feel used.
You know, I feel like Donald Trump is basically asking conservatives to be eye candy in his entourage. He's not offering us a meaningful relationship, okay? So even with the selection of Governor Pence as his VP, which, by the way, I don't think ever would have happened without this pressure that the conservatives brought and this effort to free the delegates. And, of course, we heard that he was trying to even bail on that, maybe at the last minute pick somebody else when he thought that pressure was off. You're right. I don't think that he has any respect for the principles that we hold dear and that we're trying to protect.
What's in the cards here, at least to get some attention? What are you willing to do on the floor of the convention, Sandra, to bring some more light on this?
Well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I do think it's very important for the leaders of our party to understand that the grassroots that is the energy of this party that keeps it going is not happy with a set of rules that was passed out by that committee that disenfranchised us and left us without a voice in this process.
Reince Priebus says it's over. He says that the rebellion is over.
Well, it's interesting. Reince Priebus is not the delegates. He's not the delegates to the Republican National Convention in 2016. He's the head of the RNC, and he can say what he wants to, but the delegates have a voice, and we're going to use that voice.
You're talking about something that could have a downside, which is to show the television cameras and everybody out there watching that the Republican Party is not unified and is limping into the general election against the Hillary Clinton juggernaut here.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Our party's leadership seems to be so deathly afraid of that, but I really think the public is tired of plastic. I think they're tired of fake. They know that our party is not unified around Donald Trump. That's no secret. So stop treating everybody like children is what I would say to the RNC, and let us do our job. Let us have an actual vote, and we'll all live past this week.
Sandra Ziegler is a delegate from Texas. She spoke to The Takeaway's Todd Zwillick in Cleveland.